Listening Comprehension Part 2. You will hear a radio program. You'll hear the program only once. While listening, complete the sentences in items 84 to 93. A maximum total of 4 words may be missing in each sentence. Write your answers on the answer sheet S3, items 84 to 93. You'll now have 1 minute to read the sentences.
Good morning. There are millions of Britons living overseas, but currently we don't know a lot about them. Today in the studio, I'm joined by Dr. Alexandra Cookson from the Institute of Demographic Research, who is heading up a study to find out more. Good morning, Dr. Cookson, and welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
How much do we currently really know about Britons who live abroad?
Well, actually, very little. The information we do have is pretty patchy, and much of it has traditionally been guesswork. According to the most recent figures, some 350,000 people left the UK in 2004, a third more than in 1994. But we don't have accurate indications of the total number living abroad. There are, of course, estimates, but these vary considerably. The Foreign Office believes that there are around 4.5 million British passport holders overseas, while other research suggests that there may be as many as 14 million. We just don't know, which is why this study is taking place.
So where do we think people are?
There are some fairly obvious places. Australia seems to be the most popular destination, with at least 615,000 Brits based there, according to Australian National Survey figures. And at least 500,000 British people are thought to be living in the US, with substantial numbers in New Zealand, Spain, South Africa, France, Germany and Canada. And there are even 300 British citizens registered in Mongolia, so we're spread far and wide.
Yes, indeed. Though it does seem to be mainly English-speaking countries.
Historically, yes. But there is evidence that things are changing with the expansion of cheap airlines and new, faster routes opening up. One area where there is thought to be particularly strong growth is Southeast Asia, particularly in the countries with emerging economies, where skilled Britons can easily get work.
You clearly believe that it is important to find out more about emigration. Why?
Yes, I do believe it's important. The last decade has seen migration, people moving from one country to another, become a global force of change, and Britain is one of the nations at the centre of this change. And while there has been a lot of talk about immigration, people coming into Britain, there is very little understanding of emigration, a force that plays a key role in how a nation develops. We'll take the so-called brain drain, for instance. The World Bank says that the UK has one of the worst records for holding on to university graduates. One in six leaves, often because they can earn higher salaries abroad. This leads to some fairly ironic situations. For instance, while the UK is busy recruiting nurses and doctors from overseas, many of its own are going abroad.
So why do people choose to leave the UK?
A recent opinion poll uncovered a variety of different reasons why people emigrate. The most popular reasons to leave were the search for a better quality of life or better weather. The weather, for example, has undoubtedly been the crucial factor in the growth of the large expat communities in Florida and Spain. Then, a lot of people said they were looking for an adventure or a new opportunity. Almost 10% of those questioned said they already had friends or family in the place they would consider migrating to.
Do we know anything about their views on Britain?
Well, here the answers were quite complex. About 12% of respondents said they did not like what Britain had become, and a few mentioned specific reasons, such as crime rates, for why they were unhappy.
The government is clearly concerned about the issue.
Yes, I believe it is, but mainly because it's keen to improve its consular services overseas. More accurate figures of the number of Britons living abroad can help the government to plan such services for citizens and, of course, make it easier to identify and evacuate British citizens from troubled parts of the world during a crisis.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Cookson. We will look forward very much to reading the published results this autumn.
And thank you.
You will now have 1 minute to check your answers. End of Listening Comprehension Part 2.